Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you this Monday afternoon. Getting the week started here in a better way weather-wise because Austin's going to be around in a few minutes. He has a five-day forecast. It's a good
got to redeem myself after that. All that bad news I had to bear last week.
There you go. Absolutely. You speak at the truth. There you go. Austin up in just a few minutes. We'll be talking about the improving weather conditions, but let's go ahead and talk about the three trending stories this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, very interesting day, especially for UWF alumni, students, supporters. UWF President Martha Saunders announced she intends to step down from her role, bringing an end to the eight-year tenure marked by both institutional achievements and recent political turbulence. The most visible tensions of her presidency emerged this year following a wave of new appointments to the university's Board of Trustees. The most recent flashpoint came during a UWF board meeting last week. Trustee Zach Smith, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, questioned Saunders about prior university-sponsored DEI programming. She pledged to work with the Board of Trustees and university leadership to ensure a smooth transition. You're an alumni of UWF. How do you feel?
I mean, I feel like basically how everyone else does in regards to clearly this being a heavier issue than we had initially thought. Like, we knew there was controversy with the trustees and it was political, and that's bound to be the case. But to have the president, you know, allegedly be kind of grilled about this stuff and then resign just days later is a pretty troubling look. Sure.
All right.
And our second of the top three stories this afternoon, the 2025 hurricane season, less than 20 days away now. And later this week, on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center will begin issuing daily tropical outlooks, highlighting areas showing potential for tropical development. You can listen right here to News Radio 92.3 for daily updates on conditions in the tropics.
I know this was a hard decision for Executive Director Bruce Woody over at the ECUA. By the way, this is story number three. And something for you to digest this afternoon. After 30 years, ECUA is pulling the plug of fluoride in local water. This comes after state lawmakers passed a bill banning the addition of fluoride to public water supplies. Now, the law will go into effect on July 1st, making Florida the second state in the country to ban it. The authority will discuss the next steps in following the new law at the board meeting coming up on May 27th in the ECUA boardroom.
Alrighty, 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you, and after that, we'll hit some local notes as well. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound. This is going to be passing Avalon Boulevard. Be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. We've been touching that one for a while now. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees. It's going to be a low of 66 tonight. A slight rain chance, but that should not give you much trouble, if any. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear. High's going to be 81 and the low's going to be 71.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the last living American hostage in Gaza was released by Hamas. Greg Palcott has more from Tel Aviv.
A University of Miami football player is recovering after suffering non-life-threatening injuries in a car accident in his hometown of Largo, Florida over the weekend. Police say a Dodge Durango driven by Miami linebacker Adarius Hayes collided with a Kia Soul making a left turn. A 78-year-old woman driving that vehicle died in the crash along with two young kids. Another passenger in the vehicle suffered serious injuries. Police do not believe alcohol was a factor in the crash. Hayes played 12 games as a freshman for the Hurricanes, mostly on special teams. Largo is about 20 miles east of Tampa. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
He is 21-year-old Edon Alexander, captive for 19 months. He had been the last living American held by the terror group. Now he is free. We are told he is in good spirits. He is joking. He's walking with just a little bit of help. He was brought from his prison in Gaza by Hamas and then handed over to the Red Cross, which handed him over to the IDF and brought him to an Israeli military base for a quick checkup and, much more importantly, a wonderful meeting with his mother, father, and others. Alexander's a native of Tenafly, New Jersey. His parents are Israeli. The dual national American Israeli left the U.S. when he was 18 to sign up as a soldier with the IDF.
And a cantonment man is facing charges after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home through a doggy door. The woman told Escambia County deputies that she woke up to find 26-year-old Kalelin William Ross in bed with her. After telling him to leave, she says he threw her on top of the bed and got on top of her, but he then left the home the same way he had gotten in, through the same doggy door. Deputies say they could not find Ross when they responded to the home, but a warrant was later issued for his arrest, and he was charged with first-degree felony burglary with assault and is being held on $75,000 bond.
The 518 News Radio 92.3. This is a very disturbing story. 34-year-old Felicia Archer of Milton was booked into the Santa Rosa jail after video surveillance showed her spitting into nacho cheese served to a female customer.
What?
The incident happened at the Taco Bell on Highway 90 in Milton. Archer was charged with a second-degree misdemeanor. She was released on a $150 bond and will be arraigned in Santa Rosa County Court May 20th.
And officials in Walton County say an inmate accused of murdering his mother and brother in 2024 has died after being unresponsive in his cell. Jesse Raby was found Sunday morning. He had reportedly choked on foreign objects such as a cloth, sock, and pieces of toilet paper. Officials say the death appears to be a suicide. The case is pending an autopsy.
Well, Mayor Reeves is attempting to address the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. He's hosting a child care summit. This will happen May 28th to bring people involved in child care services, better to discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left the job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a death warrant for Florida inmate Anthony Wainwright. He'll be killed by lethal injection on June 10th. He was convicted of kidnapping, raping, and murdering 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart in 1994, shortly after he'd escaped from a prison in North Carolina. A 1995 sentencing order described the murder as extremely wicked, detailing how she was abducted at gunpoint while loading groceries and later killed in a wooded area. Wainwright's previous appeals have been unsuccessful, and he will be the sixth inmate executed in Florida this year.
519 News Radio 92.3. You know, driving on the roads of Florida can be dangerous. And there is new research out substantiating this, that Florida is one of the riskiest places to get behind the wheel, with cities like Miami, Fort Lauderdale topping the list for dangerous driving behaviors. According to the latest report, five of the top eight crash-prone metro areas in Florida are down in South Florida, leading the pack.
And Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson and the FDACS are urging veterinarians and livestock producers to stay vigilant as the risk of New World screwworm reintroduction increases due to its movement through Mexico. While no cases have been detected in the U.S., FDACS is coordinating with federal partners to monitor the situation. NWS is a harmful parasite targeting warm-blooded animals and was eradicated over 40 years ago, so its return could threaten livestock, wildlife, and pets, especially in warm states like the Sunshine State.
Okay, a recent survey showing more Floridians support a property tax cut versus sales tax cut. In the survey of 1,200 Floridians taken recently, 46% said they support eliminating property taxes, while 32% supported reducing sales taxes. Another 12% said they preferred keeping things as normal.
All righty, just about 5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting stories happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 524 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching that money today. Stocks soaring over the tariff situation with China and the U.S. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks kicking off the week sharply higher after the U.S. and China agreed to slash tariffs on one another for 90 days while the two sides work toward a broader trade agreement. Both the Dow and S&P 500 have erased all of their losses from the early April tariff day announcement. The Dow has exited out of correction territory while the tech-heavy Nasdaq is out of a bear market. Tech stocks were the biggest winners. The sector has been severely punished by the trade war. The Dow winners, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, McDonald's, and Travelers. The Dow rising 1,161 points, the Nasdaq higher by 779, S&P 500 up 184. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 525, Austin Price in today with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, Chris. Looking at the roads here, just got a few of our usual spots giving us trouble. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp could be better. And probably our worst-looking spot right now, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight with a slight chance of rainfall. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 81, low of 71, and should hopefully have no rain in sight.
All right. Looking better. That's a much better forecast than usual.
Indeed. Yeah.
Especially from last week.
Yeah, especially our latest reference was pretty rough.
Okay, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy reassuring the public about the safety of flying, even after a series of communication outages and staffing issue at Newark International. Well, Lydia Hugh is at Newark International with more this afternoon.
The archipelago of more than 300 islands in the South Pacific is the latest nation to be added to the CDC's alert list due to a rise in dengue fever cases. Fiji joins Brazil, Ecuador, Guatemala, Panama, St. Lucia, Sudan, and Tonga on the list. The country's Ministry of Health and Medical Services reported in March over 5,100 cases of the mosquito-borne illness, prompting the Level 1 travel alert. Symptoms include high fever, muscle and joint pain, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and difficulty breathing. Travelers are not advised to cancel their trips, but are urged to take precautions to reduce the risk of mosquito bites, like using bug spray and wearing long-sleeve clothing and staying in accommodations where windows and doors are properly screened. CJ Papa, Fox News.
He is proposing reducing the number of flights that can land and depart from Newark to 56 per hour to give technicians an opportunity to make those repairs. Here's what he said yesterday.
I want you to get to where you're traveling, and if that means slowing down flights into Newark, we slow them down to make sure we can do it safely.
The equipment outage yesterday was the third here at Newark in the past couple of weeks. And Duffy says the communications here at Newark can be fixed within a matter of a few weeks, but he's concerned that the glitches here could be repeated across all of the nation's airspace if the entire air traffic control system is not updated.
And more than four dozen Afrikaners now in the U.S. A group of 49 white Afrikaners who were granted refugee status by the Trump administration departed South Africa Sunday night and landed at Dulles International Airport in Virginia today. President Trump signed an executive order in February granting an exception, claiming minority Afrikaners were being unfairly treated in South Africa. The group will now have a pathway to U.S. citizenship and be eligible for government benefits.
This is National Police Week. Time to honor those who keep us safe and secure all year long. Kevin Urensky has more on the story.
Events began Sunday with a National Police K-9 Memorial Service and will continue throughout the week. The annual Candlelight Vigil, held in honor of those who lost their lives in the line of duty, will be held Tuesday, and the annual Peace Officers Memorial Service will take place Thursday. The names of the fallen will be engraved on the memorial wall in Washington, D.C. Craig Floyd is the CEO Emeritus of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
Now we have a National Law Enforcement Museum right across the street to tell the stories behind the names on these walls.
147 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty during the 2024 calendar year. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And President Trump en route for a four-day trip to the Middle East. The White House says Trump is going to reaffirm his commitment for a free and prosperous Middle East, and he'll visit U.S. troops at the airbase in Qatar. That's the largest U.S. military base in the region. He'll also be in the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, where he'll get an update on Israel-Gaza war ceasefire talks.
Okay, according to the Department of Homeland Security, charges could happen after a trio of House Democrat lawmakers visited an ICE detention center and got into a scuffle with federal agents. Alexis McAdams has more from Newark.
Robert Menendez, LaMonica McGyver, and Bonnie Watson Coleman, all accused now of trespassing and pushing their way past the gates of an ICE detention facility without permission. Mayor Ross Baraka charged with trespassing after investigators say he ignored repeated warnings to get out of there, to leave the area, and was on private property, according to the feds. The mayor says, hey, I did nothing wrong. The lawmakers say they were just waiting for hours and wanted to do an oversight tour to make sure the detainees were okay. Now the group accusing this administration of intimidation.
Okay, this is an important event coming up here. The FDOH Santa Rosa hosting a 3D mobile mammogram bus. The event provides free or low-cost mammograms to women. Happens on Wednesday from 8 to 5. They'll do this over the FDOH building on Stewart Street in Milton. Coming up in less than 5, sports on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Hamas has released Eitan Alexander, an American-Israeli soldier who was held hostage in Gaza for more than 19 months. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer commending Alexander's parents were continuing to call for their son's return.
Adi and Yael have fought tirelessly for Eitan's release. Today, that work pays off as they finally get to hug their son again.
Israel says more than 50 hostages are still held in Gaza, and many of them are now dead. President Trump signing an executive order demanding pharmaceutical companies lower drug prices on their own. Senators for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Mehmet Oz on Fox Business says the president and Congress have backup plans in case those prices aren't brought down.
If we can't get this to the right place in 30 days, there are tactics we can use. They exist already within government. The president has some opportunities. Congress obviously has options.
The pharmaceutical lobby says this doesn't guarantee options. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Extensive discussion about the Board of Trustees meeting in which several of the brand new members, trustees from Governor DeSantis, really set out to ambush Martha Saunders in what looks very clearly like an effort to oust her from that position. For what purpose is not yet entirely clear. Do you speak Gen Alpha, the dialect of English that people say 15 years old speak? Plus, Jimmy Petronis. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
UWF President Martha Saunders announcing that she intends to step down from her role, bringing an end to an eight-year tenure marked by both institutional achievements and recent political turbulence. That's your first top story this afternoon. The most visible tensions of her presidency emerged this year following a wave of new appointments to the university's Board of Trustees. The most recent flashpoint came during a UWF board meeting last week. Trustee Zach Smith, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, questioned Saunders about a prior university-sponsored DEI programming. She's pledged to work with the Board of Trustees and university leadership to ensure a smooth transition.
And story number two this afternoon, the 2025 hurricane season's less than 20 days away. Later this week, on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center is going to start issuing daily tropical outlooks, highlighting areas showing potential for tropical development. Listen to News Radio 92.3 for daily updates on conditions in the tropics.
Absolutely. And your third and final top story this afternoon. After 30 years, ECUA pulling the plug on fluoride in local water. This comes after state lawmakers passed a bill banning the addition of fluoride to public water supplies. The law will go into effect on July 1st, making Florida just the second state in the country to ban it. The authority will discuss the next steps in following the new law at the next board meeting on May 27th. That's going to be taking place in the ECUA boardroom.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, another rough outing for the Wahoos on Sunday. Biloxi down Pensacola. It was 5-1. They played this over in Biloxi at Keesler Federal Park. The loss marks Pensacola's fifth consecutive setback, ends a two-week road trip. I'm sure they're glad to be home. The Wahoos return back to the stadium tomorrow when they begin a six-game series with the Trash Pandas. First pitch going out at 6:05.
And speaking of local sports, the Gulf Breeze Beach Volleyball team has secured its second state championship. They defeated New Smyrna Beach 3-0 in the Class 2A title match on May 10th, taking place at FSU. The Dolphins saw a dominant performance from their pairs, including Izzy Beach and Carmen Ferguson, along with Sydney Sutter and Allie Hepworth. Gulf Breeze finished the season with a 21-3 record.
Don't forget, players from all over the world are in Pensacola competing in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships. The competition runs through May 18th at Roger Scott. Players representing countries like Australia, Japan, Portugal, many more are appearing this week to compete in this tournament.
All right, and we got a lot of postseason action for you this evening. Starting next hour in both the NBA and NHL, first game of the night on the NBA side of things, the Knicks looking to go up 3-1 on the Celtics. Tip off at Madison Square Garden, set for 6:30 p.m. And then we got Timberwolves Warriors, that game taking place in San Francisco, scheduled to start at 9. And then on the NHL side of things, we've got the Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Washington Capitals at 6, and the Vegas Golden Knights trying to even their series with the Edmonton Oilers at 8:30.
News Radio 92.3. Are you ready for some football there, Austin?
Yes, I'm withdrawing over here.
Frank Lanza reports on which teams are playing on opening night.
The 2025 NFL season will kick off with the Eagles raising the Super Bowl championship banner at home at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly on Thursday, September 4th, against the rival Dallas Cowboys. NBC, which will televise the game, making the announcement. It's the first time the bitter rivals are opening the season against each other in 25 years. The Andy Reid-coached Eagles rolled over the Cowboys at Texas Stadium 41-14 on September 3rd of 2000. The full NFL schedule will be released on Wednesday. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And the NBA draft lottery is being held tonight, and not just tonight, but in a little over 20 minutes. Teams will be hoping to land the number one pick, with highly touted Duke player Cooper Flagg expected to go first overall. The Jazz, Wizards, and Hornets all have a 14% chance of getting the first pick, and the New Orleans Pelicans are behind them with the next best odds at 12.5. Again, the draft lottery taking place at 6 p.m. That's going to be from Chicago.
The jockey who won this year's Kentucky Derby's been suspended and fined. Deborah Valentine tells us all about it.
Junior Alvarado rode Sovereignty to victory in the May 3rd 151st running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. Horse racing publication Bloodhorse says Alvarado has been fined $62,000 and suspended for 2 days. Stewards determined Alvarado struck Sovereignty 8 times during the Derby ride above the 6-strike limit. "I couldn't keep track of that," Alvarado told Bloodhorse Saturday. "It's such a big race. There's so much that you've got on your mind." According to Bloodhorse, it's Alvarado's second violation in 3 months. Alvarado's agent said the ruling is under appeal. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And Michael Jordan joining NBC's NBA coverage this fall. The network announced Monday that the Hall of Famer will be a special contributor. In a statement, Jordan said the NBA on NBC was a meaningful part of his career and that he's excited about being a special contributor to the project. The NBA will be back on NBC for the first time since 2002. The league and network reached an 11-year deal last summer.
Mixed emotions going across New Orleans. This started last week into today as New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr announcing his retirement from the team. Tim McCaster has this latest.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr is retiring due to significant degenerative changes to his right shoulder, according to the team. The 34-year-old was a second-round pick of the Raiders in 2014 and played 9 seasons for that team in Oakland and Las Vegas after the franchise relocated. He signed a 4-year deal worth up to $150 million with the Saints in 2023 and went 14-13 in 2 mixed seasons in New Orleans. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Derek Carr is retiring from the NFL, so that leaves the New Orleans Saints quarterback room with second-round pick Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener in it. And when I hear all those names and look at the rest of the Saints roster, they should be in contention for the number one overall pick for the 2026 NFL Draft. And Mickey Loomis should be hoping Arch Manning doesn't return to Texas, because it feels like the Saints right now are starting a march for Arch. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotion promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, health officials are providing signs to watch out for when part of someone's brain just isn't getting enough blood. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. May is Stroke Awareness Month. There are several signs you can watch for that may signal someone needs help. Doctors say several factors can cause this medical emergency, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and sleep apnea. Symptoms typically come on quickly. They also say the BFAST acronym is helpful to remember symptoms. B stands for balance, sudden onset loss of balance or changes in balance. E stands for eyes, sudden onset loss of vision. F is for face, sudden onset face drooping. A is for arms, sudden onset of arm or even leg weakness. And S is for speech. The T in BFAST is for time. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study says you should avoid evening exercises if you want a good night's rest. The study included almost 15,000 men and women, and it found that exercising 4 hours before bedtime makes it harder to fall asleep and cuts your sleep time by up to 43 minutes. The effects were stronger when workouts were long, intense, or both, which is weird because you would think that would make you want to fall asleep faster. You'd be exhausted.
So what about all you dog walkers out there that are walking the dogs at nighttime? How does that apply?
Yeah, I mean, it's exercise, especially if you live in a more rural area.
All right. Hey, be sure and check your shelves. Publix recalling one of its GreenWise baby food pouches due to the potential of elevated levels of lead contamination. Publix initiated a voluntary recall for GreenWise pear, kiwi, spinach, and pea baby food. There is no safe level of lead exposure for children, as children exposed to lead have no obvious immediate symptoms and may need a blood lead test. Bad situation.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this is also something that is bad and could potentially be worse. We heard about the Florida impact on this earlier, but this is on a more national scale. The U.S. blocking imports of livestock along the southern border with Mexico in an effort to stop the spread of a parasitic insect. The Department of Agriculture announced yesterday that the measures were being taken in response to the New World screwworm. That's a pest detected on farms some 700 miles from the border. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said that the suspension would continue on a month-by-month basis until containment and eradication efforts had shown progress.
News Radio 92.3, at least 10 people are sickened due to a listeria outbreak. Deborah Valentine has the report.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Saturday that federal, state, and local officials are investigating the outbreak. Officials say it's linked to foods produced by Fresh and Ready Foods, LLC, of San Fernando, California. The FDA says the 10 people who fell ill were in California and Nevada and required hospitalization. The agency also said the products involved were sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, and Washington. They have use-by dates ranging from April 22nd to May 19th of this year. Mild listeria cases can include fever, muscle aches, tiredness, vomiting, and diarrhea. More severe symptoms may include headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And new research from the University of Hawaii at Manoa found that high school athletes diagnosed with ADHD take significantly longer to recover from concussions. For the study, researchers looked at data from 935 student athletes who had concussions between 2010 and 2018. They found that athletes with ADHD took an average of 13 days to return to class. That's 2 days longer than non-athletes. Also, athletes took nearly 21 days to return to their sport. That is a 3-day difference in comparison to athletes who do not have ADHD. The study also found that female athletes and younger students tend to have longer recovery times.
Okay, 5:45. The afternoon slipping by on us here. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit in a couple of more of our usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight, with a slight chance of shower. showers, but that shouldn't bother you much, if at all. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 81, low of 71.
447, News Radio 92.3, we are watching your money this afternoon. Here it is.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Receipts from U.S. tariffs hit a record level in April as revenue from President Trump's trade war started to kick in. Customs duties totaled $16.3 billion for the month, some 86% above the $8.75 billion collected during March and more than double the $7.1 billion 1 year ago, according to the Treasury Department. Perplexity AI is in a late-stage talks to raise $500 million at a $14 billion valuation, according to CNBC. Accel, the Palo Alto-based venture capital firm, will lead the round, according to a confidential source who spoke anonymously to the outlet due to the round not being finalized. On Wall Street, stocks rallied today after the announcement of the U.S. and China hitting a 90-day pause for reciprocal tariffs. The Dow gained nearly 1,200 points, the S&P 500 was up more than 3.2%, and the NASDAQ gained 4%. That's Your Money Now.
All right, and also going on in your business realm this afternoon, we got a new AI tool. Well, this is kind of business and health, so it's a good segue here. A new AI tool developed at Mass General Brigham can tell you how old you look biologically. It's called Face Age, and it analyzes your face using a headshot to estimate your biological age and your risk for cancer. Researchers say that they've discovered that most cancer patients, for instance, look 5 years older than their healthy peers. The researchers say our face tells us a lot, and noting that we age at different rates based on factors including genes, stress, and whether we exercise, smoke, or drink. This is what I find a bit bold of a statement. Face Age promises the same results as genetic DNA tests using only a selfie.
Okay.
You're like, sure, pal.
Yeah, right.
Whatever you say, Chief.
548. News Radio 92.3. U.S. Secret Service can't drive stick shifts. This is amazing.
Hey, what's so funny? I can't.
This is amazing. Have you ever seen a stick shift?
Yes, I've seen stick shifts. I just don't drive them.
Well, General Motors is helping out these folks that cannot make the transition from manual to automatic. Jeff Manasso has the story.
General Motors is donating a fleet of vehicles to the U.S. Secret Service, 10 of them, including some manual transmission Cadillac CT4 and CT5 Blackwing sedans, for special training at a government facility in Maryland to help agents adapt to emergency situations anywhere in which their only option to protect national security might mean driving a stick shift. GM also donating a Cadillac Escalade, a Chevy Suburban, and Tahoe, a Colorado ZR2 pickup, and two Corvettes to also help agents adapt to different driving techniques based on various different vehicle types and technology in all sorts of driving situations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And American shoe companies are encouraged by U.S.-China trade negotiations, but say that the industry still needs relief. The CEO of Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America, which represents Nike, Under Armour, and other leading shoe companies, said that they're not across the finish line yet. The comments come after the Trump administration's progress in recent negotiations. However, shoes are highly exposed to tariffs because 99% of all footwear sold in this country is manufactured overseas.
Well, President Trump trying to cut those prescription drug prices. Lillian Wu has a pretty good explanation for us.
President Trump signing an executive order aimed at cutting prescription drug prices, saying he's giving drug makers 30 days to reach a deal with the health department on new price tags for drugs. If a deal's not reached by the deadline, a new rule's going to kick in that'll tie the price of what the U.S. pays for medications to lower prices paid by other countries. The White House says this order will be broader than a similar so-called most favored nation policy the president pushed during his first term, which only applied to Medicare Part B drugs. Americans pay the most in the world for medicines, and the pharmaceutical industry says it depends on the U.S. money to drive growth and development of breakthrough therapies. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And McDonald's is planning to hire up to 375,000 workers nationwide this summer. The fast food chain announced a move at a news conference that included the U.S. Labor Secretary. Monday's event celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the company's Archways to Opportunity program, which offers tuition assistance and helps employees reach their education goals. McDonald's is known to be among President Trump's culinary favorites, and the company donated $1 million to his second presidential inauguration.
All right, former Waste Management CEO David Steiner has been named the next USPS Postmaster General. Jeff Luck has more from Pennsylvania this afternoon.
David Steiner is the pick to be the new U.S. Postmaster General. And depending on how you view him, he's either a man with experience or a conflict of interest. Best known perhaps for being the longtime CEO of the global trash hauling company Waste Management, Steiner now sits on the board of FedEx. Critics say that portends possible privatization of the Postal Service. Steiner, though, in a statement, says he's committed to keeping the post office an independent government agency. Defenders of the Postal Service say it's always lost money, specifically because it is a service, delivering mail 6 days a week to more than 166 million addresses, with some of the lowest postage rates in the developed world. At the local post office in Wincote, Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Locke, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some of the more frivolous pop culture-related notes as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The
only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests Shelley Ragsdale, Corey Booth, and J.T. Young from Florida Power & Light will be on the show talking about everything you need to know that's happening this spring and summer. Learn about spring savings tips, prepping for warm temperatures, and programs to help you save by managing energy consumption and more. Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's together. Pensacola right now.
Loving you weather.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, there is a new dress code for Starbucks workers starting today. Did you know, have you been by Starbucks today to see this?
I have not been by Starbucks in quite some time.
I have been, haven't been in there either, but I might want to ramble in there and see what they look like here. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Starbucks' new uniform policy means that baristas will now wear solid black tops, making those familiar green aprons pop. Pant colors will be restricted to khaki, black, or blue denim. The old dress code allowed any colored shirt and navy, gray, or brown pants. The change is just one of several put in place by Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel to bring people back into stores. High drink prices and long wait times have caused some customers to stop relying on the chain for their jolt of Java. Nickel has pared down the menu to help reduce those wait times and also restricted restrooms to paying customers. Self-serve milk and sugar stations are also back, along with barista doodles on cups. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5:55, News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price is in with a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Not too much going on the roads here. And what is going on should be expected and should also die down rather soon. We got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 66 this evening with a slight chance of showers in some areas, but that shouldn't bug you too much. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, no rain chances in sight with a high of 81 and a low of 71.
Okay, 5:56, News Radio 92.3, the latest Marvel installment remains the king of the weekend box office. Kathleen Maloney has the latest with Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Marvel's Thunderbolts continues its reign on the box office, bringing in another $33.1 million in its second weekend of release.
Witness the invincible, stronger than all of the Avengers rolled into one, soon to be known as Earth's Mightiest Hero.
Warner Brothers Sinners adds another $21.1 million to hold on to second place. The horror original feature now ranks as the second highest grossing North American release of 2025.
I ain't ever seen no demons. No ghosts.
Highest-grossing release of the year, a Minecraft movie, comes in third place, adding another $8 million in ticket sales. The video game adaptation has now surpassed more than $400 million domestically, $900 million worldwide. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And Memorial Day set aside as a time to honor those men and women who gave their lives serving their country in the military. Of course, that is the top top reason we honor that weekend. But also, it's, of course, to have a good time that long weekend as well, perhaps with a getaway. Of course, places like AAA addressed Florida-based spots like Orlando and Miami as top destinations, so that gave us some good representation. But also, U.S. News and World Report reminds us other nice spots that are on the list include Boston, Cape May, New Jersey, New York City, Annapolis, Maryland. That's just on the east side. Over out west, Big Bear, California, Denver, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Las Vegas, and Palm Springs made the cut.
Okay, Cher adding her voice to calls for the rescue of two zoo elephants. Now, this is interesting. Remember, Cher was one of the people that said when Trump was his first tenure as president, she says, I'm leaving the country.
I do remember that, yeah.
Okay. Maybe this is one of the reasons she didn't leave the country. It's probably the elephants.
Animal lover Cher is calling for two elephants who live at the Los Angeles Zoo to be relocated to a sanctuary. In a statement, she says the elephants, named Billy and Tina, quote, deserve the chance to live out their lives in peace and dignity. Cher has been fighting to move Billy to a sanctuary for 15 years and released her statement after it was announced that the elephants are set to be taken to another zoo in Tulsa, Oklahoma, instead of a sanctuary. She also filed court papers in support of a new lawsuit that's asking a judge to issue a temporary restraining order to prevent their transfer. Cher co-founded the Free the Wild charity and was involved in a similar relocation effort in 2020, whose story is told in the documentary Cher and the Loneliest Elephant. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, the Bobby Darin story starring Kevin Spacey set a lot of people
Oscar.
On fire. He's doing it again. He's getting ready to take another step towards reviving his career. Here's Tanya Powers.
Oscar winner Kevin Spacey is joining the cast of the film The Awakening in an action thriller race against time to uncover a conspiracy to control the world. Spacey has been largely absent from the entertainment world after being exiled by Hollywood in 2017, accused of sexual misconduct by actor Anthony Rapp. The allegations were later dismissed in 2022. He was also found not guilty of sex crimes in a UK trial 2 years ago. Last month, Spacey resurrected his House of Cards character Frank Underwood to help promote comedian Tim Dillon's Netflix comedy special, I'm Your Mother. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's something I want to leave you with this hour. Portions of Highway 285 and 123 tomorrow will be, portions of it will be closed between 9 and noon as the 96 test wing at Eglin conducting their test. Roads will only be closed in 90-minute segments during the specified time frame. News coming up in about 12 minutes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.